I'm going to teach you something that I never taught before. Okay? Just because the energy seems very good, and it seems like a historic moment almost, everybody here, and just the attitude you've had, good attitude, and it just feels really good. Everything feels really good. Everyone's so kind to each other in the last few days, and it just seems like it's appropriate. So here we go. I always got confused between, there's a word in Tibetan for prana. Do you know what it is? Lung, yeah. So lung is a problem, this word in Tibetan. Lung means wind, like the wind outside, and lung means the breath, also the physical breath, and lung also means prana, and lung also means there's words for it that mean speech, there's words for it that mean lamas, oral transmission, same sound, lung. And they don't distinguish into, and lung meaning a disease, meaning soklung. So soklung, which means prana, can mean either a disease that you get from doing pranayama incorrectly, which brings me to a brief subject. You should never, ever do pranayama without a teacher who's showing you how to do it. Never. Okay? Because you'll just hurt yourself. And sometimes it stays for years. Okay? Sometimes you can't get rid of it after you do it. So never, ever do pranayama. If you read a pranayama in a book, don't do it until someone teaches it to you and can watch you and help you. Okay? Promise? You say mazal. Yeah, mazal is this diamond dealer thing. We don't have contracts in the diamond business. You hand a guy $1 million worth of diamonds, you just say mazal. He says mazal, it means I took the diamonds. And then there's no lawsuits, there's no lawyers. It's wonderful. You just keep your word. It's called, once you say mazal, you keep it. Okay. So anyway, no pranayama without a teacher helping you. Okay. But anyway, there's a problem in the Tibetan that all the different kinds of inner winds are all called lung. But then when you get over to the Sanskrit texts, they distinguish, they have different names for the different kinds of wind, inner wind. And one important one is the difference between prana and vayu. Okay, so it's prana. Prana is just the general wind moving through the channels. Okay, and then vayu, there's five vayus. And these are also translated as wind, you see. So the Tibetans just used one word. But there's actually two words in the Sanskrit. So sometimes if you only know Tibetan, that's a problem. And sometimes if you only know Sanskrit, that's a problem. Because sometimes the Tibetans are more accurate. But anyway, so there are five vayus in your body. And I always get confused, you know. They say, oh, prana's moving, you got to get prana moving. And then they say there's five vayus. And Christy Lau talked about two of them yesterday. Tosakimung, the downward clearing wind, apana, which is responsible for elimination of feces, urine, semen, menstrual blood, etc. And also it helps in the breathing process. And then there's the upward moving wind, which is in Sanskrit is only called prana, and there's a dozen other kinds of prana. And then the Tibetans chose a different word. They called it Gengirgilung. Say Geng. Gengirgilung. And Gengirgilung means upward clearing, upward moving wind, okay? Gengirgilung. So that's responsible for speech and for coughing and for breathing out and things like anything that moves up and out is coming from prana vayu, you see? So prana vayu is not a prana, okay? See, it's a little confusing. And then people read all these things, they say, oh, this vayu is over here, this vayu is over there, this vayu does that, that vayu does that. But then Jetsun Kapa in the 15th century, he makes it very clear, and it's really beautiful, and I've never taught this to anybody, okay? When the prana all goes, on the count of three, take an inhale, okay, ready? One, two, three. Okay, you can exhale. I'll do it one more time. One, two, three. Breathe out. Well, what happens is, when you decide to inhale, the prana in the channels by your thinking, by thought, concentrates in one place. You see? So all the prana just goes, comes to that area where it's going to be necessary to open up the lungs and the rib cage. You see? So when all the prana in the body suddenly collects in one place to perform a function, it's called a vayu. You see what I mean? So that's what the difference is between a prana and vayu. It's very cool. I've never seen that anywhere. So Jetson Kapa explains it very clearly. When you decide to lift your arm, the thought collects prana into here, and your arm goes up. You see what I mean? Prana collects here, suddenly, at the speed of thought. Why? Sorry, Ling Sen. Jipa Jipa. Yeah, prana and thought always ride in tandem, like a horse and a horse rider, right? Wherever you think, the wind will go. You see what I mean? And wherever the wind goes, thus you will think. So if you're nervous and you're breathing fast, the prana is messed up. If you're in an asana and your breath is not steady and calm, then your thoughts are not steady and calm. Okay? How do we define asana in the Yoga Sutra? Sthira Sukhamasana, right? Steady and joyful. Okay? Like those two things. So anyway, that's the connection between prana and vayu. Rinpoche did a funny thing. Ken Rinpoche, I always remember when he was explaining this, he said, I was in a refugee camp, right? He got out of cell. 100 people survived out of 10,000 monks. 100 people were not killed or disrupted. He walked over the Himalayas. Lhasam Tandu had to carry him at points. Geshe no time. And so they got to India, and they were put in a temporary refugee camp. And all these kind people showed up from different countries to help the Tibetans. And there was a Canadian lady who just showed up, and she tried to help them, get them food, clothing, cartons of women's high-heeled shoes came in, they wore them. they made a joke, they said to me, those shoes are really good for climbing uphill, but going downhill, they were really bad, you know. And they didn't have any shoes, they didn't have any single clothes on. It's like they walked over the Himalayas, and so they got trained by this Canadian lady, Ken Rinpoche, and also I think the Rinpoche from, Gaelic Rinpoche, from Michigan was there. And so they took the High Lamas and the Rinpoches and they took them in this refugee camp separately. And the Canadian lady was going to teach them Western, how to live in the West, you know, how to relate to Western people. So the first thing, she thought it was important that they learn manners, good manners, you know. So like how to hold a fork and, you know, don't pick up your food with your hand and stuff like that. And we went through this course with her, and at the end she examined them and she asked Ken Rinpoche, what's good table manners? You know, give me some example of good table manners. So Ken Rinpoche, you know, he knows like 100 words of English by this point, right? And he says, if belch, say, excuse me, you know, good, good. And if fart, say nothing, look around. You know, like, who did it? I think he destroyed the whole class. It was really crazy. But you should know, as you're clean, when you're working with Tosa Kanum and Genji Kanum, when you're working with virus, with the prana, with the asanas, you will get effects, you see? And if you feel a fart coming, just fart as much as you can. If you feel snot coming up to your nose, just blow it out. They teach you in the monastery, don't disturb your asana, you know? Get it out. Because that's a benefit of the asana. You sweat out toxins. then if you're doing it well, you'll get strange things will happen. And just be happy. And don't make fun of somebody if it happens to them, okay? Now, if you feel like phlegm is coming out, that's really good. The channels are clearing. And just, and, you know, that's why I wear pants, you know? And get it out. No, don't let it stay in. It's better for you if it comes out. And then that's the purpose of sweat. The Hatha Yoga Pradipika talks about madana, which is get the sweat out and use it, because toxins are coming out of the body. And then if you feel like belching, that's a really good sign. You'll notice it on a twist to the right often. That channel on this side, the sun, moon channel, Ida, is clear, you know, and that's great. So if you have the urge to belch, just let it out. And it's a good thing. It releases prana. Prana is being released. Also, when you hear a click in your fingers or your joints, then prana is being released. And that's a good thing. As you get better at your asanas, there'll be less of them. There's a different kind of click, which is where you hurt yourself, okay? That's a different thing. But this thing where you crack your fingers, like when you do the heels on the back of your hand thing, and if you've been typing too much, you hear click, 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 and that's great. That's a good thing. That's prana being released, okay? So you should be happy. So in general, any kind of affluence is a good sign, okay? And the lamas say, do it, you know. You know, not in company at dinner, but in your asanas, you should be gross and just get these things out, you know. And they're very, they say it's a very good sign, okay? So so that's the connection between prana and vayu.